And it is time for Student Phenology, which is funded in part by the Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund. Phenology talkbacks are produced by Charlie Mitchell. Our first report is from Mark Joby and the members of the Minnesota Astronomical Society. They spent 5 days stargazing at Long Lake Conservation Center near Palisade.
Hi, my name is Mark Job. I'm a member of the Minnesota Astronomical Society, and I'm also part of the organization of the Minnesota Astronomical Society, which is the LLCC committee. We were responsible for setting up Northern Nights, and we had a great Northern Nights Festival this year for 2024 here at Long Lake Conservation Center. The weather couldn't have been better. We had opportunities every night, and which was 5 nights, which is unusual. We saw quite a few things. We saw our typical normal favorites that we go to every night, like Andromeda and the Hercules globular cluster with over 100,000 stars clustered all together in one place. We also saw an awesome aurora display on Thursday night. It was beautiful. It was really colorful and really dancing and really, really moving. It was quite impressive, and it was so big, I say tall. It was all the way up to almost the zenith. Other things that we saw the Horsehead Nebula and a whole bunch of nebulas, like the Ring Nebula and the Veil Nebula and the Dumbbell Nebula. And we saw old remnants of a supernova like M1. We looked at lots of galaxies because, you know, as the night goes on, those galaxies start coming back because they're winter objects, and we see those in the winter. And we saw almost all the planets. We did not see Venus, but we saw Pluto. Very difficult to see. It's really, really dim. We needed a really big telescope. We saw Neptune and its moon, Triton. We saw Saturn and Jupiter. And then Saturn and Jupiter, we also saw all their moons. And we also saw the conjunction of Mercury and the moon on Friday morning. It was very cool. We had a great time. There was well attended, nearly 70 people. It's a great time to hang out in nature, and we want everybody to remember to unplug and get outside and live connected.
Mark Job, thank you for that report. That was great. It was it's astonishing when you actually get out and start looking up at the heavens and the things that you will see. And he ran through a number of them that I would be absolutely lost in trying to find, but looking into the heavens is really quite the experience. I glanced up this morning before I came to the radio station, and the fall constellation Orion is high in the southeastern sky, so you can mark that on your calendar and start looking for Orion early in the morning. It won't be long, and it'll be there all night long. Our next report comes from Leona Sitchi's class at Roots and Wings Forest School in New York Mills.
This is Troy.
This is Antoine.
This is Ava.
This is Rose.
This is Hank.
This is Otto.
This is Theodore.
Reporting from Roots and Wings Forest School in New York Mills. Tuesday, September 3rd.
So, there's different kinds of trees, and some trees have leaves, and some trees really have, like, acorns and needles. Our forest classroom has red pines. They have needles.
We had a chickadee today chickadeeing to us when Leona hooted, and then all the kids hooted.
Go ahead, Hank. What does a chickadee say?
Chickadee dee dee.
Our classroom have a lot of plants in it.
My sister found a yellow garden spider this morning, and it was really cool.
Today we were climbing trees and we found wild cucumbers.
Theodore, what can you tell us about the wild cucumbers?
They're not spiky.
Do they look spiky?
Yeah, but when I touched them, they weren't spiky.
What happened when you touched them?
They bent.
Monarch butterflies hatch.
How many?
Two.
Where did they hatch out of?
Chrysalises. Yeah.
How many more chrysalises do we have waiting to hatch?
One.
And what else is in there? We have one...
Caterpillar.
One caterpillar.
Can you tell us about how the butterflies came out?
One came out stuck, and Leona had to help kick it out. And then the other one came out super duper fast, even though the one stuck one came out first.
And then what are they doing now?
They're drying their wings.
So that they can...
fly.
Thanks for listening. Stay wild.
How can you not love that? Wow. Great report. What a nice report. Wild cucumbers found climbing in the trees. They are vines. And if you live in an area where there are wild cucumbers, you know that they do vine. And they do look spiky, but not pokey. And how thrilling that they got to watch the butterflies emerge from their chrysalises. That's really quite an experience for anyone. And for children that young, it has to be really, really remarkable. Our next report comes from Chad Caddett's class at the Little Falls Middle School.
This is Regan and Rowan reporting from Mr. Caddett's class in Little Falls Middle School. This is our phenology report for the week of September 8th.
There are a lot of mushrooms popping up, and we have seen some unique ones this fall. A spiny puffball, fairy fingers, coral tooth fungus, golden fairy club, and candlebox mushrooms were all fun sightings.
There's still green darner dragonflies hunting mosquitoes in open areas, but we are seeing more and more meadowhawks now.
It is very easy to find slugs after sunset and in the morning when everything is wet with dew.
If you find a multicolored ball a little smaller than a ping pong ball, it is probably an oak gall formed by a developing oak gall wasp.
Mr. Caddis was able to identify and watch a blue mud dopper wasp holding a large spider that had caught and was probably holding back to feed its larvae.
We have started seeing more and more nighthawks flying overhead before sunset each night.
We are guessing that the flickers are starting to migrate as they are showing up more frequently in yards.
The flowers of wild cucumber and butter and eggs are easily spotted in ditches and fence rows.
There is a large group of 5 to 20 turkey vultures circling around by the river each afternoon after school.
Pocket gopher mounds seem to be popping up more frequently now.
Definitely the coolest sighting came from Roxy Fleecheck from Cushing, as she found a large bryozoan colony floating in a small body of water. It looks like an alien blob, but is actually made of thousands of microorganisms living together.
That is our report for the week. Until next week, keep exploring, keep discovering, and keep connecting with the great outdoors.
Thank you, Reagan. Rowan, what a nice report. Gosh, the kids down there are so blessed to have Chad Caddits as their
this
teacher
is me
because
soon.
They get them out and get those kids looking at stuff. I wouldn't recognize a bryozoan mat if it formed on my forehead, but I'd certainly go see somebody and try to get it identified. Dragonflies, the green darner, and then a note about meadowhawks, the same for me, seeing a lot of large darner dragonflies, as well as many, many, many of the meadowhawks, the little red ones. Blue mud dauber wasp hauling a large spider. That's something that happens very often, but goes unseen most of the time. Lucky for Mr. Caddits, he caught it and got a good look at it. And cucumbers, wild cucumbers and butter and eggs. You heard from the kids at New York Mills, so you know that those things are out there and visible. And those kids really get a good look at nature and do a good job reporting. Our last report for today comes from Michelle Martin's class at Prairie Creek Community School in Northfield.
This is Maysoon,
Sienna,
and Sophie from Prairie Creek Community School, way down south in Northfield, Minnesota.
It's been a minute, but the herons are back on Phenology Talkbacks.
It sure is good to be back.
We already have a lot to report. We'll start with the birds.
I've been seeing murmurations of starlings at my house in the evening.
A bluebird and a cardinal both bumped into my window. A classmate also saw a molting female and male cardinal.
At forest school, we saw a broad-winged hawk that was eating a snake. It was really cool. Well, not for the snake.
We've been seeing many, many, many turkeys.
Many of us have been seeing and hearing sandhill cranes. We thought they were all male because they have red heads, but we just learned both females and males look alike.
And I've been seeing a ton of snowy egrets in the wetlands along the Minnesota River.
We can't forget the herons, of course. We're still seeing a lot of them.
We've also seen blue jays, geese flying south, hairy woodpeckers, and Easter phoebe, and both male and female hummingbirds.
From the mammal world, Jackson saw a groundhog wandering around his backyard. His cat also chased a chipmunk. It got away.
We've been seeing a lot of bunnies. Theo reported two fox kits with their mama. There were fox kits back in the spring, too, so we're wondering if they're having babies all year long.
There have been a lot of deer sightings, too, including one doe with her fawn.
We have seen a lot of dragonflies hunting in our field. At one point, we saw over 30 of them. We're going to report this swarm to the dragonfly woman.
She's an entomologist who collects reports of large groups of dragonflies.
It's a great way to be a community scientist. You can Google her.
Finley has reported a lot of spiders, including an orb weaver and a funnel web maker.
We aren't seeing too many box elders yet, but none of our fields have been harvested.
We're still seeing a lot of monarchs, including several hanging out in the spruce trees by the playground.
In the plant world, we have a few trees turning color. They're mostly sick maples or a few black walnuts.
We've removed a lot of burdock from our school grounds. It was starting to turn brown. We hope we got it before it dropped its seeds.
There were several reports of giant puffballs, but the ones that were in our fields last year haven't come back.
Finally, Amelie has reported that the days are getting shorter. This weekend, it was downright cool, but this coming week, it may go up to 90.
That's fall for you.
This has been Prairie Creek Community School.
One more step along the phenology journey.
Thank you, Maysoon. It's Sienna and Sophie, that was a great report. As always, Michelle Martin down there, the teacher, does a wonderful job getting those kids out and getting them engaged with nature. I like the idea that they were out trying to clear away burdock. Good time of year to do it. Get those little burrs and pile them up and burn them. Maybe toast a marshmallow over the top of them. That would be a good thing. That's our student reports for this week. As always, we encourage you, if you are interested, to get in touch with us. We will help set it up for you at your classroom.